Thank you for calling the Dial a Story hotline. This is The Man Who Loved Flowers by Stephen King. On an early evening in May of 1963, a young man with his hands in his pocket walked briskly up New York's Third Avenue. The air was soft and beautiful. The sky was darkening by slow degrees from blue to the calm and lovely violet of dusk. There are people who love the city, and this was one of the nights that made them love it. Everyone standing in doorways of the delicatessens and the dry cleaning shops and restaurants seemed to be smiling. An old lady pushing two bags of groceries and an old baby pram grinned at the young man and hailed him. "Hey, beautiful." The young man gave her a half smile and raised his hand in a wave. She passed on her way, thinking he's in love. He had that look about him. He was dressed in a light gray suit, the narrow tie pulled down a little, his top collar button undone. His hair was dark and cut short. His complexion was fair, his eyes a light blue. Not an extraordinary face, but on this soft spring evening, on this avenue, in May of 1963, he was beautiful. And the old woman found herself thinking with a moment's sweet nostalgia that in spring, anyone can be beautiful. If they're hurrying to meet the one of their dreams for dinner, and maybe dancing after. Spring is the only season when nostalgia never seems to turn bitter, and she went on her way, glad that she had spoken to him, and glad that he had returned the compliment by raising his hand in a half salute. The young man crossed 63rd Street, walking with a bounce in his step, and the same half smile on his lips. Partway up the block, an old man stood behind a chipped green handcart filled with flowers. The predominant color was yellow, a yellow fever of jonquils and late crocuses. The old man also had carnations and a few hothouse tea roses, mostly yellow and white. He was eating a pretzel and listening to a bulky transistor radio that was sitting kitty-corner on his handcart. The radio poured out bad news that no one listened to. A hammer murderer was still on the loose. JFK had declared the situation in a little Asian country called Vietnam. Vietnam, as the guy reading the news called it, would bear watching. And an unidentified woman had been pulled from the East River. A grand jury had failed to indict a crime overlord in the current city's administration's war on heroin. The Russians had exploded a nuclear device. None of it seemed real, and none of it seemed to matter. The air was soft and sweet. Two men with beer bellies stood outside a bakery, pitching nickels and ribbing each other. Spring trembled on the edge of summer, and in the city, summer is the season of dreams. The young man passed the flower stand, and the sound of the bad news faded. He hesitated, looked over his shoulder, and thought it over. He reached into his coat pocket and touched something in there again. For a moment, his face seemed puzzled, lonely, almost haunted, and his hand left the pocket. It regained its former expression of eager expectation. He turned back to the flower stand, smiling. He would bring her some flowers. That would please her. He loved seeing her eyes light up with surprise and joy when he brought her a surprise. Little things, because he was far from rich. A box of candy, a bracelet, once a bag of Valencia oranges, because he knew they were Norma's favorite. "My young friend," the flower cart vendor said, as the man in the gray suit came back, running his eyes over the stock in the handcart. The vendor was maybe 68, wearing a torn gray knit sweater and a soft cap in spite of the warmth of the evening. His face was a map of wrinkles. His eyes were deep in pouches, and a cigarette jittered between his fingers. But he also remembered how it was to be young and in the spring. Young and so much in love that you practically zoomed everywhere. The vendor's face, normally sour, but now smiled just a little. Just as the old woman pushing the groceries had. Because this guy was such an obvious case. He brushed pretzel crumbs from the front of his baggy sweater and thought, if this kid were sick, have him in intensive care by now. "How much are your flowers?" the young man asked. "I'll make you up a nice bouquet for a dollar. Those tea roses, they're hothouse. Cost a little more, 70 cents apiece. I sell you half a dozen for $3.50. "Expensive," said the young man. "Nothing good comes cheap, my young friend. Didn't your mother ever teach you that?" The young man grinned. "She might have mentioned that." "Sure, sure she did. I'll give you half a dozen, two red, two yellow, two white. Can't do no better than that, can I? Put in some baby's breath, They love that. And fill it out with some nice fern. Nice. Or you can have a bouquet for a dollar. They, the young man asked, still smiling. My young friend, the flower vendor said, flicking his cigarette butt into a gutter and returning the smile. No one buys flowers for themselves in May. It's like a national law. You understand what I mean. The young man thought of Norma, her happy, surprised eyes, and her gentle smile, and he ducked his head a little. I guess I do at that, he said. That was The Man Who Loved Flowers by Stephen King. For past recordings, check out our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.